Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. We'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call here. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're halfway through the show. We've been talking a lot about drought and some issues with plants here, so feel free to call us with any questions in regards to the garden. In about a half hour, a little less than a half hour, I'm going to be joined by John LeBeau, who is the commissioner for the Department of Agriculture in Massachusetts. And we'll be discussing a tomato contest, that the 37th annual tomato contest that I've been discussing for the past couple weeks. And discuss what it's about, what we're doing, and go from there. He actually, John knew my father way back when they were both in the garden industry and reached out to me, so it was really cool. So I'm looking forward to this on Tuesday, about 11 o'clock, the judging begins. It goes about an hour and a half out there, but really cool stuff. Public is welcome to see the competition. Just unfortunately, social distancing, all that stuff, sharing of some of this, we are, it's just the judges tasting everything, but it's just a cool little event that I am really excited to be part of. I was looking at some of the names that are on there, and, excuse me, it's, there are some important people here that, I was like, what am I doing on here? It's pretty exciting stuff, so we'll definitely we'll talk about it in about, like I said, about a half hour. But there's a number of chefs on here, food writers. Let's see. There's just a bunch of different people on here. I'm pretty excited, right? And I just realized one of the other judges, her name is Tina Bemis. Her husband, the two of them, own Bemis Farms in the center of the state. And her husband, Ed, was actually, one semester, was actually a professor of mine when it came to nursery management. So that's pretty cool. I just saw that while we were thinking here. So there's a connection there, finally. And now I'm even thinking even more, what am I doing with this? I'll tell you. But anyways, we're here to answer your questions about the garden. If it's tomatoes, great. But if it's anything else, lawn, everything, give us a call because we're here to help you out. So we'll talk with John LeBeau about 8:30 for about a half hour. And then 9 o'clock will be all questions and answer for you. So definitely call us and we'll do what we can to help you out. A lot of vacations going on right now. I was just up in Maine for the night, not last night, but Friday night. got to see some friends at the beach. Got to go to dinner, do a few things. So, I know a lot of people are on vacation because I saw a lot of you up there, and the traffic was wonderful. Anyways, last week before school coming up, and I know both my daughters starting school. My youngest will be her final year of pre-K, and then my oldest daughter, Katie, will be going into first grade at a new school. So she is excited, but they're starting on the 29th and 30th. So we're early, but hey, got to get that education, right? Anyways, give us a call here at 855-660-4261. And with a number of different things, right? Right now, let's hope for the rain, because we might be able to do some renovations to the lawn. Right? Our lawns right now, if you haven't been able to water, there's an issue, right? They don't look great. But if you have been able to water, they can still look great, but have some patches and say, I need to add some seed, I need to do this. Or maybe they have some weeds in there. But the fall is a great time to be putting new seed down, taking care of some of these issues. So definitely be thinking about renovating the lawn. Now, if you have an area that's full of weeds, and you're saying, I'm going to kill all the weeds, and then I'm going to start over in the whole area, and I'm going to reseed. Well, a lot of times when you are killing these weeds or whatnot, it takes about 2 weeks or so for that chemical to dissipate and just be gone. And so you can reseed, so it won't affect future seed. So what we like to do is kind of say, all right, this is the weekend I'm going to do it. So I'm going to put my lawn down and get it started about September 4th. So we look at that, and that's actually 2 weeks away. September is less than 2 weeks away. Yikes. But 2 weeks from now, if you plan on starting a lawn, you need to be killing those weeds today. Don't think that you can just put the spray down and then put seed down within a couple days. Right? You might as well burn the money that you're using on the seed, because it's useless if you go to use a weed killer now on the same day as you're going to put it down. Unless it's a crabgrass preventer with a starter fertilizer, but a lot of people aren't using that right now because the crabgrass we're not worried about in the fall, we're worried about for next spring. But anyways, you get the idea. We need to get that 2 week buffer. You're going to need some time to clean it up, right? If you're going to move some soil, put some new soil on there, it's going to take a little bit of time. You want the weeds to die on the lawn. Usually takes about a week. Then you're going to do some cleanup. Then you're going to add some new soil. So give yourself some time is what I'm saying. So if you're doing a lawn renovation, you got to start now to really start in September with the grass seed. So that's something to be thinking about. Now, with you guys that have lawns that are okay, right? And you've been following the fertilization program, or you said, you know what, it's too hot, I'm not going to do anything this summer. As the temperatures are dropping here, you can put down a fertilizer now. And I'd almost recommend at this time putting that summer fertilizer down if you did not use it, right? If you had already used a summer, you can use another dose of that summer fertilizer, or step four, the fourth application is usually around the next couple weeks. So it would be a winterizer. So you can put that down. But here's the thing. I want you to put it down one more time, that winterizer. Now, if you put down the summer fertilizer today, 6 weeks from now is October, right? You still have most of October for your lawn to still be growing. We usually don't get the cold weather, those types of things. And so the lawn, if you just fertilize today, 6 weeks from now, it has all of October with no fertilizer, no nothing. Nothing's really storing into it to go into winter when it's going to be harsh conditions. So think about that, right? Let's put it in terms of us. Let's go into a rough patch without food, water, anything, and see how we're going to survive, right? The lawn's the same thing. So that's why in October, you use another application. Because the ground is still feeding until it fully freezes. And at that point, we're getting ready for next year. Now, if you want that perfect lawn, you're winterizing your lawn. So you could be doing something now, and then 6 weeks from now, and really get the lawn that you want long term. Now, it's always been a 4-step program, but honestly, it's a 5-step. 5 applications, whatever you want to call it, there's 5 of them. If you break it down in 6-week intervals from the beginning of the season to the end, today or about today would be your 4th application, and then the lawn would have nothing after that. I don't think that's what you're looking to do. Anyways, we're going to take a break here. We'll have one segment, and then we will talk with John LeBeau from Department of Agriculture. We'll take that break. We'll be back in a few.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? You spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that. With soil moist granules, just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist. How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer. No more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Has your body ever gotten low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. And we were just talking about lawn renovations, everything in the fertilization program. And if it's one thing you learned from me today, lawn fertilizing for five applications is really the way we need to go. Now, it was always a four-step application. Scotts brought it in, right? They had the Scotts lawn. You would look at the TV, and they would just have the perfect green lawn. You know, it's because you fed it. You did these things. But five applications makes so much more sense. Now think about this. Say the ground freezes and you can put your first step application down April 1st. Go 6 weeks from there, right? Middle of May. So that's step two. Go 6 weeks from there. It's the end of June, first week of July. So that's step three. Step four, 6 weeks from then, is about August 15th. So you're winterizing on August 15th. Think about that. But then 6 weeks from that puts you at October 1st, and you have plenty of time. But if you really look at the four application step that's out there that is advertised by the advertising company that has a side business in the lawn and garden industry, think about it. Your lawn's not getting everything it needs. What they're not telling you is they were putting it down for a fifth time. They actually had somebody who worked for that company, Ashton Ritchie. Brilliant, brilliant mind when it came to lawn. And he was trying to say, we need five applications, not four. Five applications for the lawn continues to grow, because your lawn continues to grow even in the winter, right? You don't see it. The root system is there. It'll freeze. But the root system, as long as the ground is the same temperature, kind of keeps going. It's getting ready for the next season. And if you don't feed it from October to, and we've had some years where it's warm enough all the way into December. I want to say like 10 years ago, maybe less than that. Yeah, I think it was 7 years ago. It was 2015, I believe. On Christmas Day, it was 85 degrees. right? We just got to think about it. The growing temperatures keep going further into the season some years and into November. So we got to take care of the lawn to get them ready for the next season. So they're in dire straits in a lot of these areas. I mean, I look at my lawn and it is burnt to a crisp. You can see where the actual grass is, so it's kind of nice because everything else is weeds, and the weeds are growing. They're doing great. But the fact of the matter is our lawns don't look great. We need to do something to help them. And that fourth application is just about right now. And so think about it. You're putting winterizer down. You could put another summer application to do two summer applications to extend the season and then put the winterizer in the fall. Or you could put a winterizer down now and then a winterizer down in 6 weeks. But five applications is the way to go for the lawn. I'm telling you, if you don't learn anything else from me, five applications is the way to go. You know, I used to think it was like a sales technique that we had to, that you wanted to try and sell the product. But then I actually looked into the science of it and learned from others, and it was like, this isn't a sales technique. This is just for the life of the lawn. If you want it to be strong and you want it to keep going, this is what you got to do. And this year, with the drought we've been having, it is more important to put down at least one more application to make your lawn better for next year. So please, please, please listen to this. Fertilize the lawn at least one more time before winter. You definitely have time to do two applications, especially if you do it now. So just think about it, because it is very important if you want a successful lawn going forward. All right, so on the other side of the break, I'm going to be joined by John LeBeau, the commissioner of the Department of Agriculture. We're going to be talking about that tomato contest that I've been speaking about. So I look forward to talking with him. He's going to be joining us. And then about 9 o'clock, we'll open up the phone lines some more phone calls. Keep this number, 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break here. We'll be back in a few.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
USA Radio News.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis wants a federal judge to throw out a free speech lawsuit filed by a Democratic prosecutor he suspended from office over statements about not pursuing criminal charges in abortion, transgender rights, and certain low-level cases. Andrew Warren, first elected in 2016 and re-elected in 2020, claimed in his lawsuit that the governor is overturning the will of the people who put him in office, and that his suspension is based solely on his statements and not on any actual prosecutorial decisions.
In our country, there are protections for freedom and limits on power. Ron DeSantis may not like them, he may not respect them, but he has to follow them.
This is USA Radio News. A Pennsylvania gubernatorial candidate calls out President Biden.
Pennsylvania Republican gubernatorial nominee Doug Mastriano calls out President Biden on Newsmax.
And here we go again. You know, Democrat dog whistles there. And I'd like him and his party to condemn the summer of love in 2020, where there's billions of dollars of damage to mostly peaceful protests, you know, amplified by their ridiculous comments by the left-wing media. And about 20-some deaths across the nation here. We remember what happened in Seattle and in Philadelphia. The Democrat Party is not the party of law and order.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
NASA is delaying Artemis 1 moon rocket's launch for several weeks. NASA's new moon rocket sprang another dangerous fuel leak on Saturday, forcing launch controllers to call off their second attempt to send a new capsule into lunar orbit with test dummies. This is USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Joining me now is John LeBeau, the Commissioner of the Department of Agricultural Resources. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Patrick.
How are you today?
I'm terrific. I've been listening to the program for a while this morning, and it really takes me back.
Awesome. Well, I will tell you, just real quick, before we get into some of the questions, this, when I got your email the first time, I looked at the name, and I said, I know who that is. That's the Commissioner of the Department of Agriculture. I had to double-check my email, say, all right, is this my work email? Which one is? And I was like, all right, it's not my work email. It's my personal email. So I was thinking, oh, God, what happened? What do we need? Why am I getting an email from the Department of Agriculture? And then I read the email, and I was like, this is awesome. I'm so in. So I'm honored to be asked about this, and you know, I have my father to thank from the long history that you guys have.
That's right. I mean, so my dad and I were in the garden center business for 60 years in Central Mass at Shrewsbury Nurseries, and you know, I knew your father in a variety of ways. I mean, honestly, when I said a minute ago, listening takes me back. I would listen to your dad's show, and you mentioned Ed and Tina Bemis. Before them, it was Paul Rogers out in Central Mass.
Yeah.
I would listen because I would then get customers, you know, I'd listen to, I got to go buy, like, after your call this morning, I would have said to myself, I might have to buy a case of citrus tone.
Yeah.
Because people would come in seeking what you recommended, what your dad recommended. And also, it helps, you know, it always helps to stay timely, and though you hear it at your own place, what people are asking about. I knew your dad, you know, through that, but for a period in his career, besides running the garden patch, he was a salesperson for a horticultural distributor, and actually I was one of his accounts.
Yep.
He'd call on me, I think, once a week during the season, and, you know, I would order peat moss or fertilize. I could have ordered citrus tone, you know, we've been doing, this contest has been going on for 37, this will be the 37th, and We bring in a variety of judges, and honestly, I should have thought of this a few years ago, but I thought we could reach out. I knew the gardeners, particularly in Massachusetts, might be interested in hearing about the contest.
Well, definitely, and, you know, it is, you know, just looking at some of the history and what you guys do, it's just, it's so awesome to bring awareness to that, you know, the locally grown product. We've been more into locally grown for the past number of years here. It was really taken, it was going forward, you know, in the, you know, middle of the 2010, like 2012 area and going. But then once, you know, COVID hit, we've really started growing on our own a lot more. And so this is a huge way to bring awareness to all this locally grown produce in Massachusetts.
I agree with you 100%. You know, certainly you're absolutely right. I mean, there has been a move towards promoting local in recent times here in Massachusetts. Actually, we have several agricultural by local nonprofit organizations in different regions throughout the state that we help support. That is their business, promoting buying local and calling out the benefits of buying local, both from economic reasons, that money in the state, but also to be able to enjoy. We all know there's nothing better than a locally grown tomato as opposed to one that probably was picked green, gassed in a truck, grown. You know, one of the attributes for those tomatoes needs to be the strength, the ability to be shipped, to be packed, to move across the country, and to be in, you know, reasonably good condition when it hits the supermarket. Some of our local tomatoes, we don't have to have that consideration. We can focus on the most important thing, how the thing tastes. This is often sacrificed on the ones that come across the country. And as you also mentioned, certainly the pandemic, you know, folks needed many different ways to buy their food. And for significant periods of time when significant numbers of people were a little reluctant, say, to go into a supermarket. So to be able to go to a farm stand, a farmer's market, or a CSA farm, some felt was a safer alternative. And it's certainly even more enhanced that we have to have local food sources as part of the food system.
Definitely. It is so important, and it's become, you know, obviously becoming more and more important. Now, let's dive in a little bit to this contest, right?
Sure. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's all good. Just tell me a little bit about, you know, we got some notes on this, but, you know, there's 7,241 farms in Massachusetts.
That is correct.
The number of farms that produce, I mean, I'm just looking at these numbers, and I'd love for you to just say them, because I think it's a wow factor for everybody.
Sure. Well, I mean, again, we appreciate the opportunity. So, as you mentioned, we have over 7,200 farms in Massachusetts, and they actually farm about a half a million acres of land in the Commonwealth, keeping that in an open working landscape. And that provides all kinds of benefits to Massachusetts residents. And in addition to the food, the open space, the environmental assets that open land provides us all. But they, as I said, half a million acres of land doing about a half a billion dollars of business a year. And, you know, I should particularly note, speaking about locally produced and sold, Massachusetts is one of the leaders in the nation of direct sales from farms to consumers. We're actually fifth in the nation.
Wow.
And that's because of our large population of eaters. Of that half a billion dollars, I guess, of the total annual sales, over 20%, over 100 million of that is purchases made at a farmer's market, at a farm stand, at a CSA, a direct retail purchase from a consumer to the farm. And as we all know, that retail dollar, that retail sale, is better than a wholesale sale.
And that
helps our families, thrive in Massachusetts because we have a lot of pressures here. We have development, land is very expensive here. We all know we have long winters. Energy costs are high here. Labor, it's hard to get labor, and there's obviously this competitive pay that's necessary to keep people working on a farm. So there's that. But specifically, I've taken a while to get around to the tomatoes. We have over 500 commercial farms in the state, which report in their census tomato production. They're producing almost 7 million pounds a year on close to 600 acres of land, and that's $14 million worth of tomatoes. And in addition to that, we have growers in greenhouses and high tunnels successfully extending the season, growing tomatoes under protection, another 17 or so acres, and another $4 million tomatoes, because we all know we like that fresh tomato, local tomato, as soon as we can get it, and we want to continue to get them as deep into the season as we possibly can. So we're looking forward. Each year we put it out there to the farming community. We generally get anywhere plus or minus 100, 80 to 120 entries, 20 to 25 farms across the state. We've got a whole drop-off method at a certain designated location. The tomatoes are delivered, and then MDOT staff and some of these bi-locals I mentioned assist with getting them into Boston where we hold the event.
Yeah, this is awesome. I just want to go back to one thing here. Now, I love that you said everything when it comes to the farms and how much is there. It just shows how important it is in this area and how much we do. But then you break it down to just tomatoes? Just tomatoes? There's 7 million pounds of tomatoes that are produced? I mean, think about that. That is obscene.
That's a lot of tomatoes, but it just goes to show, what a popular, and we'll get technical here, Patrick, what a popular fruit it is. I don't know if anyone calls it a vegetable, but it's the seed-bearing body, so technically it's a fruit. But, tomatoes and corn, the tomatoes and sweet corn are the drivers of there's all kinds of great produce and other products produced by Mass farmers, but certainly fresh tomatoes and local sweet corn is what gets someone to a farm stand, a farmer's market often, that's the driver. So our farmers understand that and use it to get people in, and while they're there, they're buying many of the other products as well.
Yeah, it's awesome. Now, there is nothing like a fresh tomato. About a week and maybe 2 weeks ago at this point, my neighbor across the street came over and she had just an abundance of tomatoes and handed them off to us. She knows we haven't put a garden into our house yet. We moved here last year. There was a number of other things to get done. So she just keeps giving us the tomatoes. And it was so funny. My wife takes took a bite into one of them. She goes, there's nothing like a fresh tomato. And I was like, yes, she gets it. So it was perfect. Now, where is this contest being held? I know where it is, but the listeners, where are we? Where is it happening?
Sure. Well, we've got a terrific location. I mean, it's been held for 37. This is the 37th annual. It's been held every year since it began, except we, like many other things, we had to take 2020 off. But we went back at it last year, and we're back at it again this year. So over the years, it's been held in Boston at various locations. But since I've been commissioner, and probably a little bit before I became commissioner, it's been held at the Boston Public Market, in downtown Boston, on Congress Street. I think the official address is Blackstone Street. Pre-pandemic, we were doing it inside in Last year, we did it for the, I think the first time we did it outside. They have a little, They have a lovely terraced area. And if the weather's good on Tuesday, we'll do it out. We'll do it there again. You know, a great place for the public to watch, as I heard you mention earlier, and I appreciate you doing so with some COVID consideration. We generally let people in to taste after the judges say sampling and evaluating is done. We can't do that this year. But, you know, we usually have a good crowd. We have the farmers, their families, so they're cheering section. I do laugh, and I love it, but there's some bragging rights today. Farmers, you know, will take the trophy, and perhaps we can talk about the trophy a little bit later. We'll take it back, and they'll use it in the promotion of their, of their farm. And so there's some dignity.
Awesome. I got to take a break real quick. We get back more with John LeBeau.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from 2 mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
How many products does it take to protect over 100 types of edible fruit, citrus, and vegetable plants from pests? Just one. Introducing Fruit, Citrus, and Vegetable Insect Control from Bayer Advanced. Formulated for use on over 100 types of edible fruit, citrus, and vegetable plants. Just one mix and pour application kills insects and prevents new infestation all season long. Take the guesswork out of protecting your edible garden. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No morning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Ferentz Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Right now we are talking with John LeBeau, the Commissioner of the Department of Agricultural Resources in Massachusetts. We are talking about the tomato contest, the 37th annual tomato contest that I will be judging on Tuesday. And we just started getting into the trophies and discussing that. And, you know, I saw that for the four major categories that we have, the heaviest, slicing, cherry, and heirloom, there's going to be a first, second, and third place trophy. Now, I was looking online. I saw this trophy. Can you tell us about that trophy?
Well, we're quite proud of the trophy. Operating under trying to respect the taxpayers and not going crazy on it. It's first a conventional trophy that you might see at some kind of awards event or a sports thing or something for your kids or something like that. Certainly nothing grandiose. However, we have an arrangement with a trophy business that attaches, and I'm very proud of this, pretty chintzy-looking plastic red tomato that sits on top of the normal type of trophy. It's highly coveted. I'll have to give credit to my son. We call it the Tony Awards. Like they have on, Broadway, they have the Tony Awards. So these are the Tony Awards. I've been trying to sell that concept for several years, and I appreciate the opportunity for you helping me. But I've been to farm stands, and I see them proudly displayed somewhere near the cash register, often with a sign, calling attention to it. The farmers will be out there on Tuesday, fingers crossed that they're going to get a Tony Award. I need to mention, Patrick, and I failed to earlier, the contest was the brainchild and creation of one of my predecessors, the late, great Commissioner Gus Schumacher,
who was commissioner at MDOT, 37 years ago, we can figure that out. And he had a great career, and he went on actually to join the Clinton administration later. He served as an undersecretary of agriculture in his administration at USDA, so we're very proud of Gus. And until his passing, Gus would frequently be in touch with me in a very supportive way, giving me an attaboy when he thought it was appropriate, but also always encouraging me to continue to do the job and promote Mass Ag. You mentioned the different categories as far as heaviest. I just took a look. Last year, our heaviest tomato was over 2.5 pounds, and I want everybody to think about that for a second. That's a big tomato. Except for the heaviest category, we do concentrate on quality. So we have several judging criteria. Obviously, the number one criteria is flavor, and we give more points in the flavor category than anywhere else. But we also ask the judges to consider the firmness, how well the tomato can slice, what the exterior color it looks like, what the shape is like. And obviously there's so many different, between cherries and pears and plum and slicing. We have all kinds of shapes. Patrick, I did, as I mentioned, I listened earlier. Anybody who likes a tomato is qualified to judge. I wonder about people who don't like tomatoes, but I'll try to get past that. we have restaurant owners, we have food writers, we have some government people that are involved with food. We have someone from one of these buy local organizations, someone from USDA, and some gardening media, others like yourself, you and the Bemises, with your radio show. So don't sell yourself short, Patrick. As long as you like tomatoes, you are a qualified judge.
Awesome. Well, I appreciate it, John. I thank you for this, and I look forward to seeing you on Tuesday and judging up some of those tomatoes. And if you see me going through the crowd looking for farmers, I'm not taking bribes. I'm just smoozing a little bit.
Oh, no, it's all great. Farmers love to talk about what they do and how they do it.
Awesome. John, thank you so much. I appreciate you coming on and discussing this and just the Department of Agriculture in general. So thank you so much. You enjoy the rest of your day, and I'll see you on Tuesday.
Thank you. I'm looking forward to meeting you and sharing some tomatoes with you.
Great. All right. We'll be back.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.